Hey, welcome to This Month in Windows. And I am your host, Mike Giannotti, fighting a cold, but here in the Philadelphia MTC for Worldwide MTC Studios and spreading my germs to rocking.
Todd first.
Not second, but always.
First.
That's right. So, Todd, what else is first today? We got something on tap.
So many things with rocking. Windows 10 that are cool. This is just the next thing.
It's that 10 Zen kind of.
So today we're going to talk about something called Azure Active Directory Join.
Azure Active Directory. So yeah. Azure AD, that's kind of edgy sounding. I like that.
I know.
So for our user, you want to get onto the Azure AD. And what does that buy me, Azure AD Join?
Yeah, the goal, really what we're trying to do is take the experience that you've had with your mobile devices where you want to take your personal device and get access to email and applications and make it simple and bring that to the PC and not have to come into the office, drive your car, come in, plug into a line, do whatever, and get all set up and then leave the office. And or sometimes people have to get things sent to them. It takes a ton of time. We should be able to take a PC and be as productive and do it even better than anyone's ever seen before.
It's simplifying.
It's super simplified.
You gotta love that, because I'm tired of the old days of setup.
Exactly.
I got better things to do with my time. I have tiddlywinks to play. So, all right, so what
So what we wanna do is just show it, because we could spend hours talking about what it is. Let's just show it and then deconstruct what we saw. So let me break out of here.
So this is, look at that.
If you could go full screen, Mr. Steven.
What are we looking at here?
We're looking at a Windows 10 system in a virtual machine. However, I'll be really crystal clear. This ideally is you at home with your machine you just got from Best Buy. You just turned it on. This is, but we got to use VMs to keep the world green here and recycle. So what we're going to do is if this is a machine that's ready for your corporate organization, we're going to get to a point in the setup that's going to say, do you want to join a domain, which is the good old school, will always be around Azure, just Active Directory.
Yep.
No Azure.
This
in that
is
one.
You got on premise and you're rocking and rolling.
That's right. Or we could do Azure AD. And if I'm Mr. Mobile and want to just quick get up and running, I want to give this Azure AD a try.
All right.
And what's nice about it is.
Wait a minute. That
was tough. What's nice about it is we're using some Office 365 components, email, OneDrive for Business, things like that.
Well, and the reason why we do that is because we know anybody who's anybody
uses Office 365.
Uses Office 365, right?
That's right. So let's keep going here. The only thing I need to do with this whole piece that simplifies it is provide my email address, my corporate email address, and my corporate password.
So this is Charles C.
That's Charles
named
C.
Named after the un-to-be-named local Charles, but you got that, I know, calling it actually Charles Contoso.
That's right.
The famous Contoso.
Contoso family.
And whoa, look at that upper right.
There's
there.
The great Contoso logo that everyone's come to know.
That marketing worked hard at, I can tell.
That's right. This is also known as, you might have a screw loose logo, but we'll end it there. So after that, we click sign in. So really all we're doing is taking this brand new system and saying, sign me in to my corporate environment, but do it through the internet. And it's really on the back end hitting Azure AD. So your corporate organization, the IT group, set this up in the back end, obviously, for us to do. What it's gonna do now, it's actually talking, it's getting ready to register the machine. It's gonna ask me to confirm it's really me, because we've read a few stories here and there, maybe it won't ask, but we've read a few stories where we need to confirm identities, right? So using multi-factor in a lot of scenarios.
Gotcha, yeah.
What it's doing here, because we've done some prep already, it's actually kind of skipping through some additional checks that we put in, but this is the default. If you didn't put those checks in, it would just log you in, and essentially what it's gonna do now is register this machine into Intune, the Microsoft Mobile Device Management, and we're gonna make sure that this machine is compliant and ready to go. But an end user, really all they need to care about is, I wanna get to my email, I wanna get to apps, and they're done, they're ready
to go.
Those
great features that Windows 10's talking about.
That's right, and I'm excited
about.
I'm excited, Steven's excited, and
I can see that. Look at Steven back there.
Cortana's excited.
Yeah.
And when this comes back, we're gonna give it a second. We'll go right into the Office 365 portal. We're gonna take our hands off the keyboard. It's gonna sign us in automatically, and at that point we could download Office, get running, or
all without coming into the office.
Exactly, and it's all secure is the key part here. The last piece with this is, you know, we're in a VM running Windows 10. That's great. So obviously on your laptop, on a Surface device, or some other tablet would be great running Windows 10. But it's the exact same experience on a phone. And it's really almost any device running Windows 10 that you would use for productivity.
So here we are. So it wants us to set up a PIN.
Yeah. So this is part of our effort to eliminate the need to do passwords.
Yep.
Because we're going to associate a PIN to a password. So here, actually, we're going to do, we're going to confirm that this is really me.
Wait a minute. So it's not, so that it knows it's you and not me.
That's right.
As opposed to me being you.
Right. So if I had my password on a post-it note right here, it would be irrelevant because you would also have that on my phone.
What's it doing now? Why don't you come on back to us so they can see what we're doing here.
So right now it's going to reach out and call my phone, and I'm going to type in my top secret PIN.
There we go.
You got to love Windows 10. It's always working on the phone. And I'm just going to type in my PIN. Sometimes, very rarely though, I type it in wrong. But I have done it on occasion.
And I have been witness to this.
Yes. And let's see if it worked, if I type it in there. While I'm waiting for that, I'm going to say enforce these policies, because that's
required if you want to get in.
That's right. That is right. So we need to do that. Because I have these big fingers, they can't.
So you're
going to
do the text one?
I'm going to do texting, because I just love doing, I'm a texter.
There we go.
You know, some people use Fitbits and measure steps. I measure how many texts I get a day. So, you know, it makes me feel good. So there, everyone at home, this is the way I like to do it. Everyone type 333.
He's giving you the key. Look at Steven's back there actually typing.
Steven, whoever can hit next first. One, two, three. We're slowing time down. All right, we're in. So it really knew it was me.
And you can come back full screen.
One thing I love about using my phone to doing multi-factor is I actually care if I have it or not. So it's on me. So at this point, it says, okay, now you can set up a PIN that you could use instead of your password if you'd like to, because normally PINs are very short. It's unique just to that device. It's not saying that's your new PIN. That's not your new password.
Yep.
So now we're in.
I'm in, and I'm seeing that lovely Windows 10.
That's right. That
logo.
Windows 10 vibe is getting there. And so what's the difference? I could have just logged in, but no. But in the back end, this machine's joined Azure AD.
Yep.
Your corporate Azure AD, and then it's also being managed by Intune, which is awesome.
Now we're in.
And I have to use this
pull
again.
Up.
The greatest browser. By the rock band from
Ireland.
Yes.
Called
The Edge.
The Edge.
Or Edge, sorry. Yes, they're actually probably has a copyright on the word Edge.
I probably didn't sound like him playing, did I?
It's close, though. It's probably before they had good tuning. So what I want to do is
you're going to go to log in.
I'm going
to
log in. So this is the 365 login.
So that's going to bring me to my screen where I got to put in my user ID, my password.
All that good stuff.
I got to jump around. Whoa, wait a minute. Where'd it go?
I'm not going to touch anything yet. It automatically
signed
me in.
You were hands-free.
That was hands-free into the website. It didn't even do a first-time prompt. And the other thing, I'm outside the corporate network, remember?
Yeah.
So I'm not sitting in the corporate network.
Because it knows.
If I'm in the corporate network, it's easy to do single sign-on. If you're outside the corporate network, we don't know who you are, what the device is. But guess we do now, because Windows 10, Office 365, and Azure AD are all integrated. So what I can do right now is get Office going. So very shortly, this will say Office 2016. Or if I just want to get Outlook really quick on the web.
Bring Waffle down.
I bring Waffles.
You
it's awesome.
Get some syrup.
Updates are being installed.
Whoa.
I mean, it's beautiful. It's everything you want.
It is lovely.
And voila, eventually it comes up, and there's Charles Contoza's email, and we're set to go. So really, out of the box, you're talking just a few minutes, and your instruction sheet to your end user is literally turn on the machine, click Azure AD. What's your email and password? Go do work then.
And then you're there.
You're there. Is all the other things that you need to do. And that's it. So that's Azure AD. So let's talk about three scenarios where this works really well.
Yes, because we got to get to that at least that one.
And we know ending on time is good for you and good for us because you never know what happens in the back end there. So where do you use this for everyone? The answer is no. If you have machines that are desktops sitting in your corporate environment that need 4,000 group policies, you probably want to keep it there.
Okay.
Do everything the way you used to do it.
But what if I'm a salesman on the road?
I would never look at you that way, but if you were one, because he's always in this green room. I can never see Mike on the road, but
I'm never on
but
the
he
road.
Is, but he's no. Mike on the go is there, though.
Yeah.
So real simple, if you have a lot of resources in the cloud, it could be Microsoft, but you know we integrate with third parties as well. That's huge. That's a huge piece. We also can get to on-prem resources as well. So this isn't 100% a cloud play. Also, seasonal workers and students, they're not, you know, they're in, they're out, they're here for a few months. We don't need to do a million things.
Great for universities.
That's right. I would highly recommend this for universities. Also because, well, what if a student brings his own machine? Guess what? You can do the same thing. You don't have to start from scratch.
BYOD.
You just go to the accounts page and boom, you're ready to go. So BYOD is awesome. And then if you're doing a CYOD or choose your own device, this scenario works as well. So it really covers just about almost everything that's out there.
Yep.
So really, Azure AD, look at TechNet. We'll bring up one page here as an example of some of the resources.
And if people want to find this, they can search Microsoft Configuration Service Provider Reference. Simply bing it, baby.
That's right. And basically all this list are all the policies that we can set today. And keep looking at it because it just gets updated and updated. So your IT team will just keep doing nicer things. So that's it.
But wait a minute, there was one other slide.
Was there? Oh, okay. I just thought you'd want to go back to eating here.
But no.
That's exciting.
Real quick,
his bottom line is everything gets done through this common configuration device configurator. Right here at the bottom, configuration service providers. That does all the magic.
This
is in all the Windows 10 versions that you would probably have a device on. It works across all devices. We said that. That's great.
And
my favorite.
This is it. Here's the story of an employee. She was working in her company.
Whoa, that looks like Simon Cowell there.
Look at that.
That looks dangerous that those screwdrivers are going to hit him on
his
head.
Simon Cowell with tools. That's what it looks like. Yeah.
So if you're working, if you're on vacation, if you have tools that are going to hit you in the head, or if someone's
You should use Azure AD.
I mean, it's people. It's
easy to join.
Everyone we thought of. It's beautiful.
It's a beautiful thing. Well, thank you, Todd. I'd shake your hand, but I'm diseased. Are you showing us right now? Yeah.
All right, we're good.
I'm going to lick my hand. No. And then we want to thank you for coming in, talking about AD Join. And then we'll be doing some future videos, diving a bit more on some of the security and other pieces and other devices. But until then, this is – we just got a bug on a light. That was awesome. That thing looks prehistoric.
This is scary.
Mike Giannotti and
– Todd First.
For this month in Windows. But you have a great day. Take care, and as always, ciao.